So as we said at the beginning of Mass, we are in Advent. I see lots of people wearing purple. Well done, well done. Some of you aren't wearing purple, so there's always next week is purple. The next week is rose. You can get away with pink. The week after that is? Okay, so if you're not wearing purple today, two demerits and purple next week. All right. So we're wearing purple because it's a penitential color. And we are preparing. We're preparing for two comings of our Lord. That's where we get the word Adventus. Latin just means coming. So in Advent, we think of, creche. We think of that first coming of the baby Jesus into our world. And that's what we will be focusing on the third and fourth week of Advent. But today, the first, and tomorrow, the second, we'll be focusing upon the second coming of our Lord. And we do that every week, if you think about it, when we say our creed, when we say Jesus will be coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. So when you know something or someone is going to be coming, what do? You prepare for it. So today's readings help us to prepare for that second coming of our Lord. So let's break open the scriptures and see how that is so. First, we'll start with the first reading, which was from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Now, Isaiah has been described as a diptych altarpiece. Let me break that one down, because I had to look it up myself. In some churches, you'd have behind the high altar, you would have a mural or a painting depicting various scenes of salvation history. And a diptych die means two. So you would have two scenes, or a triptych, obviously, three. So what are the two things that Isaiah is asking us to focus upon in his book? Well, the first half of his book is about God's justice and judgment. A prophet doesn't come on the scene and say, hey, you guys are doing a great job. God says, keep it up. See you later. Have a nice day. Bye. Normally, that's not what a prophet ever does, I should say. A prophet comes to say, hey, guess what, guys? You've kind of strayed off the path. Your relationship with God is either strained or actually broken. And you need to come back. You need to come back because there is justice. There is judgment in our relationship with God. But a prophet's message isn't always about doom and gloom, because the second half of the book of the prophet Isaiah gives us the good news, if you will. And that good news is God's mercy, God's forgiveness, and God's love. So we can see a prophet's job is to say, yes, something needs to be done here, but look at what happens. God wants you back in the fold. God wants you to be in that loving relationship with him. So now let's jump to the second reading, that we have the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. And he's sort of talking about what can happen if we forget about the bigger pictures in life, the meaning of life questions. Well, what can happen is it's easy for us to sort of stray off the path, not necessarily in sinful ways. We can get really busy with our lives. If you think about it, we have families and jobs and hobbies and all these wonderful things that we do, but can be distractions if we don't remember those deeper realities that Isaiah was calling us back to. And then in today's reading, St. Paul lists a whole bunch of sins that we can fall into if we forget about that greatest commandment of loving God and loving neighbor. So the second reading, this letter of St. Paul to the Romans, is calling us back into live our Christian life, a life that says, I am a child of God. You are a child of God. As such, we give honor to God and we serve our fellow man and woman. And if we do that, that keeps us in right relationship with God, self, and neighbor. Because we don't know when that hour will be coming. And that leads us nicely into today's gospel. Today's gospel says we don't know when that's coming. They reference the incident with Noah, but that happens to us today. So today's gospel is obviously looking at the second coming of Christ, when he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Now you might think, well, Father Jerome, it's been 2,000 years. I don't think it's going to happen before lunch. You know, do we really have to be thinking about this? Well, yes and yes. While the second coming might not happen in our lifetime, there will be a particular judgment that we will all face in our particular lifetimes. I am 43, so statistically I am on the way out. I'm okay with that. I have noticed recently in the mirror that a few gray hairs have started to show, and I'm blaming all of you for all the stress you give me. I noticed something also in the mirror. My rock-hard, chiseled, six-pack abs are just starting to lose their definition. What's so funny? So, yes, the second coming might be in the distance, but that first coming, or I wish I said the judgment might be in the distance, but that particular judgment is coming to us closer and closer, day by day by day. And we do not know, as the scriptures tell us, when the Lord will come. So I'd like to do a little exercise with us to help us to remember, to help us to go deeper into our spirituality. And it's an exercise that I did when I was a brother. I spent a summer in a hospital doing hospital chaplaincy. And they wanted us to kind of really understand the mindset of the people that we would be ministering to, especially those who were dying. Many of us in the program were in our 20s and 30s, so we're thinking, that's down the road. What is this all about? And it was a very insightful exercise for me, and I'd like to share it with you. So I'm going to ask you to get four things in your mind, okay? So the first thing I want you to think of is your favorite place on earth. Some place you got to drive like a day to get to or jump on a plane and fly to, but some place that you think, my next vacation, this is where I'm going to go. This is the place that I just love to go and spend time with. Okay, so get that in your mind. Next, I want you to think of your favorite activity that you love to do. Now, mind you, it can't be sinful. It's got to be virtuous. So what is that activity? On my day off, I like to go hiking. No, you may not come with me. I like to go hiking, right? So that's me. But what do you like to do? On your day off, when you have free time, what is that one thing you're like, I can't wait to fill in the blank. Next, I want you to think of your favorite food. 1 month from now, I'll be in New York City, and there'll be lots of pizza in front of me. That's me, but whatever you want, think of that one food that you absolutely love to enjoy. And the fourth thing I want you to think of is that favorite person in the entire world that you love to spend time with. It can't be our Lord Jesus Christ, because that'll ruin the whole exercise, but the human person in your life that you love to spend time with. Okay, so have those four things in your mind. Favorite place, favorite activity, favorite food, and favorite person. Okay. Next week you wake up and you have an incredible pain in your side. You're like, whoa, what's up with that? So you go to the doctor and you're like, doc, whoa, what's up with this? And the doctor says to you, you know, runs all the tests and everything, so we're really sorry to tell you, but you have a terminal disease. There's no cure whatsoever, and you have a few months at best to live. Well, that would rock your world. So a week later, the doctor says, you know what? It's probably best that you don't travel anymore. You should be near the hospital. You should be near your house. So that favorite place in the world that you love to go to, you will never get to see again. You will never put energy into getting to that place again. That place is now gone. The next thing that happens is your doctor says, you know what? Your body is starting to break down. It can't handle the physical activities you're used to doing. So that favorite activity that you absolutely love, that you live to do, you will never be able to do it again. A few more weeks go by and your gastrointestinal system starts to shut down. The doctor says, can't eat anymore. You're going to be fed through tubes. Right? So from now on, all your nutrition is going to come through tubes. So you'll never enjoy the goodness of that food that we love to eat. A few weeks later, your mind starts to go. And the people in your life, you might have a hard time recognizing who they are. Slowly, it'll go even more, and you'll have a hard time recognizing who you are. Your life, your whole body, is shutting down slowly, slowly. All those things that we had, good things, are now gone from our lives. Then finally, death comes, because it will come for all of us. And we'll stand before our Lord Jesus Christ. When you do that, what would you say to him? What would you say to God if tomorrow morning you had to stand in front of him? More importantly, what would he say to you? Now, Judgment Day and the end of our lives doesn't have to be a scary thing. We all know it's coming, Adventus, and we all know we need to prepare for it, whether we're 2 or 102. We all know that that's a reality of our lives. But we all know the criteria on which we'll be judged by. It's an open book quiz. It's called the Bible, right? So think about when you were in school, or if you're in school right now. You study, you prepare, you know the questions, you know the answers. You walk into the test, boom, you ace it, right? Well, that's how it should be in our lives. So in Advent, we're reminded to prepare for that encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. Because yes, there is judgment, and yes, there is justice. But if we've prepared properly, then mercy and forgiveness and love will go hand in hand with God's justice and mercy. And we would have absolutely nothing to fear. So these next 2 weeks, we think about the second coming of Christ. And in thinking about that second coming, we then are ready for the first coming. God, come into the flesh so that we can experience divine love in the most radical way we know, through our human experience with Jesus Christ. So we're in Advent. Our Lord is coming. Let us always prepare to see our King.